Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life. Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudge nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Give you back the love.
songs that just breathe the breath of God through me. I believe this belongs to you. Esther Nicholson, beautiful song, and you're going to hear more about her on this radio station, Life Conversations Radio. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You do. I am so grateful to have you here in the house sharing this wonderful moment with me, be it in the archive, listening live, in a chat room, on the phone line. Maybe you're just thinking about the show, but you can't actually listen right now. Thank you for being part of my universal party, because that's what it is. Life is a party indeed. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade, and I'm back. Everybody calm down. Don't get too excited. Okay. All right, thank you. I appreciate that. I miss you too. yes. Woo! So much to share with you, so much to tell you, so much to catch up with, so much to express. I don't even know where to start. But let's start from the beginning. That's usually a good place to start. So let's just acknowledge those of you in the chat room. Glowing Gooch, it is nice to see you, my sister friend. Nice to see you again. Glow. Kefa, my brother. Yes, you know how we do it here on Life Conversations Radio. It's about having fun, creating laughter, you know, just loosening up all that heavy energies, you know, when things get heavy and you can't move. When you come here, we loosen that up. We loosen you up. We give you an energetic massage, and you suddenly feel light, and you're flowing in the universe, and then you realize, I am enlightened because I'm allowing the light to come in. And once the light comes in and once the light is released, nothing really matters but the light of love, the light of truth. Now, Holly, it is nice to see you, my sister friend, this silvery one. Celeste is in the house. Glenda, nice to see you all. Those of you I can see, those of you I can't see, and those of you I can see with my inner eye, I welcome you all. Betty Pegues is on her way. She'll be here soon, but she's here in spirit, in truth, and she'll make her appearance in the chat room soon. I believe this belongs to you, with the song we started the show with. You know, there's so much in that, but that next time I play, you can really hear it. You know, when people give you a gift, and can you imagine? Let me just go back there. The song talks about, let me see if I could do this. Let me just do this, because I can do it. It's my thing, you know? Oh, I also need to tell you guys, because I don't want you to find out through other people. I really need to let you know, because you're family. I got divorced. In the last week, I've been through a divorce. Yes, I did. It wasn't that bad. Actually, it was a good thing, so don't go, but I found a new woman. Woo! She is the bomb. I'll tell you her name later on. Oh, I miss you guys. I'm so glad to be back. I am so grateful. And let's just do this a little bit because we can. And let me do this and do that. I mean, this is such a powerful song. I just have to play a little bit of it. I don't know if you guys can hear it. Let's see.
I once heard a powerful story.
Listen.
About a man who stood in his truth with such conviction in who he was. He would not be moved. Someone stepped out of the crowd and said, "Are you Martin Luther?"
convicted in yourself that someone comes up and say, I hear your reader, astrologer, your spiritual counselor. Is that true? Can you stand up? Can you get convicted in who you are and say, yes, I am that. That I am. And they turn around and spit at you. Can you just take their handkerchief, their scarf, and wipe that spit off of you and give it back to them. I believe this belongs to you. I don't need that hate. I'm going to hold you up. I'm going to lift you high. That's what we're talking about today, spiritual gifts. Some believe we shouldn't charge for it. It's a gift from God. Why the hell would you want to charge for it? Exactly. Why the hell would you want to charge for spiritual gifts? Yes. When you come from that consciousness, why the hell do you have to charge for it? You're right. I'm charging in the name of heaven, the realm of unlimited potential, unlimited abundance. And everyone that shows up in our lives are here to give us a gift. We remember that truly they're an angel to remind us of the truth of who we are. The myth about charging for spiritual gifts. What are your thoughts? You know, maybe you believe, well, you know, you spiritual works, shouldn't charge for it because the gift from God is special. And to dilute it with water, that too, but dilute it with charging money makes it unworthy, less valuable. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346 is the number. I'm taking your calls and taking your questions. I want to hear your thoughts on this today. But before I go deep, I feel myself go deep. I love this song. I want to turn it up a little bit. Just a little bit.
Deeper. I can do. I see your heart. I know your pain. I've been there too. I will hold.
I will hold you high while you do what you have to do. Yes, I'm biased. You would know where I sit on the fence. I'm so clear. So, you know, while you have to do what you have to do, work out your consciousness to know that, don't go there yet. Slow down. All is well, but even if you disagree, it's okay to disagree. It's okay to have a different perspective. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you want to find out more about Esther Nicholson, you can go to her website. It is Esther, E-S-T-E-R, Nicholson.com. Beautiful woman who's going to be joining us soon on this network, sharing her story, a story of addiction to relief, to transformation. Just a powerful sister. Some announcements here as we get going and do the things we do here on Life Conversations Radio. There's a lot going on this week. It gets better. So I'm so glad I met my new woman. Because without her, I don't think I'd be able to handle it. But I thought I would be going, I need another rest. But I got rest. So tomorrow, Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado, they're going to be joining us, teaching us, reminding us, empowering us to feng shui our relationships, where you get to go with the flow of abundance that is here. You'll find out more about it tomorrow. Make sure you join us. Set your reminder to release things that are blocking you from experiencing the flow. You know, there is a natural rhythm in life, and your heart is beating the rhythm. But sometimes because of conditioning, and what we're watching and hearing, and old thoughts, old habits, we don't dance to the rhythm of our heart, the rhythm of our soul. So tomorrow we're going to help you unclutter, declutter, realign, become awake, and position you in the space, in the place where you need to be, to allow your heart, your soul to guide and direct you simply by moving stuff out of the way. Being in alignment with the elements of the universe. It can be done. It is being done as we speak. And on Wednesday, oh my God. Now, before I tell you about this guest, I told Betty, I said, now I know how my listeners feel after they finish listening to me. Man, I don't know if I should apologize. I don't. I'm not. But I just understand how you feel after listening to me. Because the guest, Venus Andridge, she's a medium and a spiritual teacher, a spiritual counselor. I wonder if she charges for her services. Of course she does. But anyway, we'll leave that alone for now. Man, I listened to this woman's show, and I really got to hear what I'm like. This woman is crazy. I mean, I was laughing because she just reminded me of high energy, doing all these silly sounds. Yes, that's what I call it. Pulling on mojo. I'm not going to give too much away, but Wednesday, make sure you are here. Make sure you are here because Venus Andridge, she is something else. At the end of the show, I was like, whew, I need a break. So, folks, I know how you feel after listening to me. Now, I'm not going to make any promises that I'm going to calm down or chill or I don't know what I'm going to do. But it is what it is. We need some enlightenment. So I can't wait to, I don't know, but she's going to be joining me for Spiritual Tag Team. And Betty being such a loving human being said, I don't mind yielding. I don't even want to be around both of you. Y'all are just too much for me. I can take one of you, but two of you? I've been behind the scene doing my thing. And yes, so, and one quick announcement, one more. It's the weekend again for Business of Being telecompetence, the Business of Being where we teach you, empower you to do business with the universe. Myself and my beautiful friend, Dr. Stephanie Sears, this Friday, 16th. Let me just, you know, I am with date. Yeah, it is. It is Friday. Of course, I knew that. What am I talking about? I knew that. Thank God for calendars on the computer. If you want to find out some more information or you're hearing it for the first time or you didn't get an email or you missed it the last time we did it, send an email to info@thebusinessofbeing.com. info@thebusinessofbeing.com. And make sure you put in the subject box, transform my business now. We're going to support those of you who are in business already, those of you who are thinking about turning your spiritual gifts into a business. It's all about love. info@thebusinessofbeing.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good day to you. Joy, joy, joy. I feel joy all over. Welcome, welcome, welcome. My brother Kamau. Ooh, I'm tingling all over. I'm excited about the show. I'm so excited, I don't know where to start. Okay, let's just start from the beginning. Spiritual gifts, what are your thoughts? 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And let me just tell you about my love affair, because I know you guys want to know everything about me. You won't. You like that crazy laugh? Someone told me I have an infectious laugh. And do you know who said it? Betty. I'm shaking my head. I just can't even believe my laugh is what it is. But anyway, so I've been gone for about a week, and I needed to. I had to. And I received a gift. I divorced my old wife, and now I'm hanging with a new woman. So let me tell you a little bit about her. I wrote a little something about her. You know, I don't like to brag. I don't like to boast. But it's just in case you haven't read it, I haven't seen it. Just want to let you know what's going on in my world. So here it is. I was married to always working, but she's too much. She didn't even want my last name. She just got it. So I started seeing this new lady. I wasn't cheating on always working because, you know, I had to let go of always working. So I started seeing this new lady called Rest. Rest. She's cool. She's chill. She's laid back. Easygoing. No drama. Man, when I'm with her, she just makes me feel good. I'm like, this is the love of my life. Always working is high maintenance. I can't deal with that. Rest is from a great family called love. I love her whole family, and I fit right in. When I'm hanging with her and her family, I am at peace. I am inspired. I am creative. But you know what? Just thinking about her, reading about her right now makes me want to go on a date, but I can't go yet. Actually, as a matter of fact, she's right here. So we're having a date together. So if you hear somebody else whispering, if you're feeling relaxed, if you're feeling peaceful, if you're feeling inspired, it's my girl over here called Rest doing her thing. So I'm happy to present Rest to you. And if you've never met Rest, if you're running from Rest for whatever reason, I invite you to make a date with Rest. You won't be the same again. Words from the wise. But for you, that word was brought to you from my spiritual guide. You want to find out more about them? Go to theuniversalconsciousness.com. spiritual gift. So, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. That's what I've been up to. So I want to know what you guys are up to. Call in, share your stories, your questions, your thoughts, your ideas. Maybe there's something else you're dealing with. You know where I am? Where I am, I'm right here with you. So let's talk about this thing called spiritual gift. I used to be very passionate about this conversation. Man, I used to just get so passionate about it that I scared my own self. Like, dude, calm down. It's not that deep. And, you know, people say, well, psychics, readers, people doing spiritual work shouldn't charge for their services. You know, it's a God's gift. It's not like it's a skill. It's not like you went to school for it, though you can. But anyway, let's keep moving. It's not like, you know, why would you want to charge for it? And boy, I went on a rant. But through my spiritual growth and transformation, I can actually listen to people who say that now and just smile. So you're free to have your opinion. You're free to be who you are. I believe this gift belongs to you. I'm going to lift you up. I'm going to hold you higher until you start seeing life from a higher perspective. Because that conversation, that question itself, suggests that there's something called spiritual work, and there's something called, if you will, that there are non-spiritual work. So the non-spiritual work, like being a doctor, being a stripper, being a teacher, being an actor, yeah, those things you can charge stupid money for, but no, not when it comes to the work of God. No, you shouldn't do that. You're going to go to hell. Why would you want to charge? God is against that. I don't give money to preachers because what are they going to do with the money? They're going to buy Cadillacs. They're going to buy a house while other people are suffering. Oh, my God, talk about spiritual arrogance. You know, I can tackle that whole thing about tithing to church and spiritual centers. If you have issues tithing to church, here's a hint. I want to just let you know right now, it's your issue. It has nothing to do with a minister. It has nothing to do with the church. It has nothing to do with what you've heard in the past. It's your issue. Spiritual arrogance, when you feel and think that the gift that somebody has is not valuable enough to receive money for it. Now, we've got to put in proper perspective. We got to put it in its right perspective. Because some people believe that, you know, if you're going to charge for your spiritual gifts, you should only charge a certain amount. Okay, I was watching, and I was talking to Kamau about this on Facebook. I was watching the women's tennis finals yesterday. I didn't know how much the winner was going to get, found out while it was being presented. So Samantha Stosu, I think I pronounced that name right, If I didn't, she'll forgive me. She gets $1.8 million for winning the U.S. Open. $1.8 million. Not Australian dollars. Can you imagine an astrologer, a spiritual counselor, a spiritual teacher, a reader, a psychic, whatever, all the other spiritual, a minister. Oh, yes, let's really rock some boats here. A minister, even though some are, but announcing that he made $1.8 million a year or $1.8 million in 6 months. Oh, no. Can you imagine a psychic saying, I made $1.8 million in a week, in 6 weeks? The whole world will just flip out. What is it in our consciousness that says, oh, only these group of people can charge this amount, but the godly gifts, no, don't charge for that. Don't charge for that. I'm going to read something from an article. Before I do that, the number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Do you think people who've got a spiritual gift, like we all don't, but anyway, people who have a spiritual gift should charge for it? As a matter of fact, do you have a spiritual gift that you're wrestling with? Do you feel, or have you found, did you find that you'd have to defend the fact that you're charging for doing spiritual work? Or maybe you're in the process of discovering who you are, recognizing that you have a gift, you have a talent, but you're going back and forth and saying, who's going to pay me for this? Nobody's going to pay me for this. How am I going to make money doing this? Well, we're going to just break all of those illusions right now. Right now, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. It's about a shift in consciousness. A shift in consciousness. The article, you know, there's this thing about, partly I think it has to do with money, it has to do with value, and it has to do with spiritual and religious beliefs. And until we see and get and know that spiritual gift, once again, we all have it, we just have different ways of expressing it. But spiritual gift, as in spiritual work, you know, the readers, the psychics, the counselors, and all that, that is okay to charge. Once we get there, the whole world will transform. But the reason we have a challenge, this is my thought, and you feel free to go have a different point of view. The reason we don't even think that's the case is because generally, even though most of us are trying to be spiritual, trying to be enlightened, we don't really believe it's valuable. So we keep our spiritual transformation, our spiritual growth, and our process. We want to hide it from other people. We're afraid to talk about it because people won't like it. So how dare you charge for it? It's all confusion in the mindset. What are you feeling? What's vibing for you? We're going to take calls when we come back. I'm going to read from the article. And I just want you to just, in this moment, this day after a symbolic day, yesterday, 10 years after 9/11, where there was a shift in consciousness, regardless of how you see it, but there was a symbolic global shift in consciousness, and we all experienced it together. Now, ask yourself, where are you spiritually? Are you enlightened, or are you still the same person? Are you still struggling to understand who and what you are? Are you struggling to live a spiritual life? Are you struggling to express your purpose? Are you struggling to know and to know your gift and talent? Well, today is the time to give it up. Today is the time to die to your old self. Today is the day to be renewed.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
And how do you do that? You simply be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. And as you be the change, you've got to completely surrender to self. something bigger than your physical self, than your egoic mind, than what you see with your physical eyes. You've got to surrender and say, God, resurrect me. Resurrect me. Take me higher. This is Valerie Joy. Ask, pray, to be resurrected.
I know who I am.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
We dare you to live your best life. What is your best life? I'm going to go to my co-producer, Betty Pegues. I welcome all of you that are just joining us. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As you know, all these shows are archived, so you can always check out the archive. We also invite you to share with your friends. Like the show, like the page, share it on all the social networks. Yes, all of them. And just copy and paste the link and tell people, come back and listen, download it on the archive. Share with your lovers, your haters, your family, everybody, the whole world, so that they can be resurrected when we and then step into their greater yet to be. Life is good, it's getting better. Let's take a call as I, let me bring Rest over here to help me do this because Betty's not in the chat room. Rest, come here, come over here, baby. Come help me put this in the chat room. Oh, she said, I got it. Okay, yes, I do. So, okay, so let's just do this first. And then I'll bring Betty on. I know Betty's itching to share. You know, everybody, let's make sure when Betty comes on, she's a psychic. That's one thing she does. Let's tell her she should not charge for her spiritual gift. And it's just wrong. That's a gift from God. And before I do that, let me read this. I know, ooh, Betty. Here's something in the chat room. Joy said, at times, I don't feel right not giving to profit. I give when I can. I don't think it should be a set price, but an offering could be given based on what each person has to give. You know, and that's what it is. I mean, her name is coming back to me. It's coming. Ah, Jesus, don't think about it. It'll come back to me. I've interviewed her before, and she talks about giving as a part of developing a prosperity consciousness. That you give where you're getting, give to where you're getting your spiritual food. If you're getting something of value, give to it. And the name is right there. Tamara, tell me. You know who I'm talking about. So if you're getting your spiritual food from a prophet, from a student, from a friend, from a waiter, give, tithe to them, 10% or more or less. But give generously. Generously doesn't mean you give all the money you have, but give from a place of generosity, from a place of love. And I know my co-producer is loving to share. It's like, Ade, come on, tag me. Come on, Betty, you're live. You know how we do over here. I feel you. How are you, my dear friend?
I'm fine, and it's good to be live again. It really, really is. Woo! You know, I'm loving this show. I'm loving this whole week. So, you know, I was once asked by a person why I charge. come for my readings. And it sort of, you know, set me back for about 2 seconds. That's all it took, was about 2 seconds. And what I had told her was, you know, we live in a physical world, and we have physical needs. Now, if I was super rich and I'm just sitting around and I'm not doing anything and I have this gift, perhaps I would give a person a reading and maybe not charge for it, because the money is not required for me to live off of, to support myself. But this is my employment, just like the tennis player, that's her employment. And playing tennis is a spiritual gift. It's just we don't look at it that way. But this is my employment, as with all mediums and all psychics and all astrologers and all light workers and all life coaches. And all of these people, to me, come under that spiritual gift-giving person, so to say. And because, you know, as I heard you quote Tamara a second, you know, you know, give what you feel. This is true too. But unfortunately, if I told a person to give what they feel, I might be homeless. So I need to.
No, that's right.
I need to set up. Each of those prices is based on your needs for your life.
That's right.
How you need to survive. And that's unique with each individual. So I want you to play with this thought for a moment, because when the show came on, it popped in my mind, and I'm thinking, okay, you know, there are so many churches out here today, storefront kind, those that have been around for eons and so forth and so on, and each one of these religious organizations has a leader, a preacher, a reverend, whatever you want to call them, who talks to the congregation, and the messages they give, most would tell you, are divinely inspired. They are direct revelation, some would say. Some would say they had dreams. Some would say spirit spoke to them. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that sounds like a psychic or a medium. And even though they're not calling themselves that, it's the same thing that we do. So at some point during the service or whatever, that collection plate gets passed around. Now, this money, this tithing, goes in some religious orders to support the preacher, and some to, you know, to upkeep the building, pay the lights and the gas and whatever. Same for us. You can call my body a church, put a pew in front of me, and I'll put a basket, and when you pay me, you can call it a tithing. But... It's the exact same thing. The money they pay us, we're doing the exact same thing as every preacher, whether he's a pope or bishop or whatever, does on the face of the earth. We're getting our information from the same place they say they're getting theirs from. But to not freak you out, they're not calling themselves psychics or anything like that. But any of them will tell you their messages are divinely inspired. Comes through them, whether they're reading the Bible, whether they're doing whatever, they get these hits, these messages get downloaded, and they are then passing it on to their congregation. So for anyone who would question why psychics, mediums, light workers, whatever category you want to put, astrologists, numerologists, life coaches in there, tell them to compare it to the very church that they probably attend and give tithing to. Same concept, same thing, but you can call us individual churches. You know, I get my information, gets downloaded to me from my higher self, from God, from Source, from angels, from guides, same thing. If you come to me, it'll probably be a whole lot cheaper, though.
You know, and there are several points you brought up in there. I mean, the I mean, Joy is the one who actually said, you know, she gets what she can, or something. I think she said something along that line. But basically, the idea is, I think wherever you're getting it, thank you, Tamara, Edwin Gaines is the one that talks about wherever you get your spiritual food from, tied to wherever you're getting your spiritual food from. So it could be from an artist. It could be wherever. When you know you're getting your spiritual food from somebody, there's something that's nurturing the soul, or maybe you're walking down the street, somebody said something that just helps you experience a miracle because you shift in consciousness, which is what a miracle is, you can tie to them. Now, you may say, okay, I've given my tithe. That's it for the month, for the week, for whatever. But if you go somewhere else and you get spiritual food, yes, give what you can. If you want to tithe another 10%, so be it. Now, when we get caught up in how much we give, it's because we think money is limited. And I want to go back to what you said as well, Betty. For me, I tell you, I know I'm going to be there when I get to that point when I'm not even thinking about how much something costs. And I am making over $1.8 million a year, I will still charge for my service. Because money is simply a tool. I would choose if I want to give it free. I would choose if I want to charge. There's this idea, and it's the article that you shared with me, Betty. And this is pretty, this kind of sums it up for me. And then we got to go to Glenda. Those who presume enlightenment from materialism by having a negative idea towards making money from spiritual work are still very much unenlightened, actually. The more enlightened one realizes that money is only a tool in this world and is meant to be used to the fullest in the work of spirituality. When they market spiritual products and services intensely and charge premium prices for them, they increase people's perception of such things and obtain great financial reward from providing such value. I so agree with that statement because we live in a society, and Betty, you and I talked about this, where if something costs a certain amount, if it's expensive, then we think it's of value.
Yeah.
If it's less, what's the problem?
Yeah.
And I think those of us that are doing quote-unquote spiritual work, you know, some radio hosts will not call themselves a spiritual work. For me, this is a ministry disguised as a radio show. So this is my spiritual work in when we talk about, I'm putting quotes, I've got my fingers in quote-unquote here, but everything, as you said, Betty, everything that we do is a spiritual gift, is a spiritual expression. And I think because some people are a bit sheepish or bashful about asking for money for their service, people think spirituality is not important, but spiritual intelligence is the most important gift. You want to give. You want to share. And when you get into that place of giving and receiving, oh, my God, someone blessed you with just what you need, and you can create more abundance in your life. And then you want to turn around and say, you shouldn't charge for it? I was going to say something, but I won't. But anyway, so if anyone said anything, I'm going to take a call. I was going, but I'm not going to go there. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave that alone. Now, oh, you're done? Okay.
Oh, are you talking to me still?
Yeah, I said, do you want to add anything before I go to Glenda?
No. I agree with everything you said. That last piece sums it up really, really greatly. I really don't believe that a person should, and this is my opinion, and it has nothing against all these spiritual people out here who are charging, you know, thousands of dollars for their service. You know, like you say, if you think you're worth that much, by all means, do it. But charging such exuberant prices to do the same thing that a person just as talented can do for a fraction of a cost does keep this thing going, you know, about people charging for spiritual gifts. But like I say, that's, you know, individual. You know, if a person tells you they're 100% accurate at what they say and God himself came down and had some tea with them and told them this, and so I got to charge you, you know, $10,000 for it. If that's what you believe and want to do, by all means, do it.
Indeed.
You know.
Indeed. You're listening to Life Conversation. No, you're listening to Ask Life Coach. No, I'm getting used. I don't know why I haven't got used to this new format. I think I just defaulted. I know what happened. I was thinking, I was going to pick another browser, so I wasn't present. So when you're not present, you fall into habit, and you do things that you used to do in the past. So you get to forgive yourself right now and come into the present. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. And Joy in the chat room was saying she was the one that made a comment, and she brought up, she brings up a good point, but her point as well, or in addition, her point triggered something for me that I was going to say earlier. She said, well, I don't like when church say I have to give a certain amount. I am giving with a glad heart, sometimes more or less, whatever is on my heart to give. Totally agree with that. If a church says give 10%, if you got to give it. If you don't have it, you don't have it. Now, here's the thing, just going on a slight tangent here. Do you notice where most churches talk about God loves a cheerful giver? But they very rarely say God loves a cheerful receiver. That's imbalanced. If there's anything I want to tweak in churches and spiritual centers, that would be it. God don't even care if you give or not, because it's all about you. But anyway, let's go back to the point that was triggered for me about giving us what's on our heart. But here's the thing. When we go to the grocery store, when we go to concerts, when we go watch a tennis match, we don't say, let's see, they tell us how much they want. A concert costs like $100 a night for 2 hours. Now we have a good time and we pay it. Now, that's not a good or bad thing. It just helps us see where are we placing our value. If a church says, well, what I need right now, I need everybody here to tithe $100, no less than that. I know people have an attitude. Or maybe some people say, oh, that's better than my church, whatever. But why? Here's a question for all of us. Let's just imagine that all churches, spiritual centers, temples, mosques, or wherever, psychics, psychics do anyway, but let's stay with churches. They put a set amount on what to give. What does that bring up for you? And how is that different from going to a concert, going to the dentist, going to the doctor, going shopping, going to Walmart? How is that different? I really want to know, because I really don't know the difference. Because I want to know what's going on. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Otherwise, I'll take it that you're just listening. Let's go to Glenda. Glenda's rich, because you know her brother is Jerry Springer, because she's got a lot of money, so she ain't even worried about that. Hey, Glenda.
Oh, boy. Ade, how are you?
I am
wonderful. You know, the Jerry Springer jokes. Even you do that to me, but that's okay. Now,
you're going to live with that for the rest of your life.
I know. So here's the thing. I'm so glad that you're talking about this topic. I do readings. I do what I call intuitive tarot. Sometimes I call it success coaching. Whatever you call it, when I work with the cards, what comes through me, maybe answers that have to do with crystals or aromatherapy or flower essences. So, and I charge. I charge for that. Recently, maybe a month ago, someone challenged me as to why do I charge, because this individual says that they don't charge. And I thought it was really interesting because I looked at it as, well, you know, here we are in this world and we have all these choices. I'm not going to judge the person that doesn't charge. Why is the person that doesn't charge judging me for charging? The people that want to pay, that feel attracted and in alignment with what I do, will come and gladly pay. What's the problem? But I'm glad that you brought up the point that in our society, look at the astronomical amounts of money we pay for things that give us no value. The sneakers blow me away, because I'm not into buying these Nike sneakers that I pay $150, $200. Designer clothes and bags and women and hair weaves. All of these things cost money, and probably more money than what a psychic or a reader or a spiritualist would charge that will help them to be more in alignment with their spiritual self and be closer to God. So it really just has to do with what we place value on and being willing to be, I think being willing to be a partner in your own spiritual development.
You said being willing to be a partner?
A partner, meaning that
yes. Mm-hmm.
I have done readings to people where, you know, I'm doing them a favor, and then they come back again and again. Then they come back you know, because instead of what I'm trying to say, instead of incorporating or integrating what it is that I shared with them, it's kind of like, okay, I'm just, you know, I have this problem. I'm just going to call Glenda and ask her for a reading. And then if, you know, if I'm not available to do it or I don't want to do it, then it's a problem. My point is that there's value when you are a partner in the transaction. There's value when you're a partner in the exchange. And that we should want to be a part of the giving and receiving. Everything that you said is true. Musicians have gifts. Gospel singers have gifts. Do we say that their CDs should be for free? Or that they should be a free concert? So we need to look at that there's no separation in God. And, you know, if we really understand that, that I think that people should gladly want to pay someone who has taken the time and the sacrifice, because I think people don't understand that either. This time and sacrifice that I had to take myself away from the world, so to speak, in order to spend time to be able to hear, to be able to understand how these messages may come through the card to me. Is that different than what I'm doing now when I'm studying for my master's, where I take time away from the world to read and do my papers? I don't think so. You know, so that's my point.
Right. Thank you. You're
welcome.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're
Life
welcome.
Is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I think this is Kamau on Skype. I'm going to go to him. But, you know, something, Joyce triggered thoughts for me, and I get it. She says here in the chat room that, you know, she gives from her heart. She said that earlier, that statement. And she said, well, I guess in jest. And I like it. She said, well, Walmart will give me back my money, so if I don't like it, which is true. But, you know, it's the essence of this conversation. It's about value. Now, if you buy a ticket for a concert and you don't show up, you don't get your money back. If you, unless they cancel it, just think of things that you, if you book an appointment with a doctor, your therapist, your counselor, and you don't show up and don't give them warning, that money is gone. They're going to charge you. But the real thing that I sense is coming up here is our confusion. We think if we start adding money to matters of God, because God is separate from everything else, you know, there's the worldly things and there's the godly things. When we start adding money to it, actually, let me go somewhere else with that. Well, when we start adding money to it, we water it down. But then there's another deep belief, and I think I shared this earlier. We do not value the quote-unquote godly matters. We don't value it. We think, anybody can do that. Anybody can do, read, be an intuitive, teach aromatherapy, whatever. Read the stars, the planets, and pull cards. But if anybody can do it, is everybody doing it? Every one of us come here with a unique gift. As a matter of fact, the unique gift is simply we come here to give love, to be an expression of God. What's unique is how we give the gift, how we express the gift. But matters of spirituality, speaking to the intellect here, speaking to that duality consciousness, we do not think is of value. If you go to a concert of somebody that you love, Beyonce, and you call or Sade or whoever, Whitney, and you call to get a ticket for a concert, and you tell them what date, and you tell them what seat, and they say, thank you very much, and they don't ask for your credit card details, you would tell them, don't you need my credit card details? But when it comes to spiritual matters, we say, how dare you? If you recognize that money is a tool, it allows you to do more. We talk about why the world the way it is, and, you know, we're praying, we're meditating, but the world is still messed up. Well, maybe because most of you don't want to give money to people who are devoting their whole life to teaching the spiritual principles.
Money allows freedom. You may disagree with me. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Edwin Gaines is what I was trying to remember. Edwin Gaines talks about giving, giving, giving. The only time we get into a debate about anything is because is when we believe that maybe someone's trying to take something from us that we don't have or trying to change our mind. This conversation right now may be triggering stuff for you, but you're here listening because you vibe. There's a vibrational match in this conversation. So you can hear me. We can call. You can talk about it. But if I was saying something that you told, just challenging you to your gut, you either would stop listening, hang up, don't listen ever again. But you're hearing something that resonates with you. Now, you may still disagree or agree with me, but whenever you are defensive, whenever you're judgmental, whenever you're putting people in categories, it's because you're saying something about what someone else is doing doesn't agree with my belief system. That's fine, but don't make that be a judgment. People pay $400 for a pair of jeans. But there's somebody that's teaching you how to connect with your the genes of God to remind you that you're a genius. You say, oh, well, you know, I don't know if I want to pay them. But a pair of material that's all ripped and ragged that you could just do with your own pair of jeans that you've had for 10 years, yeah, you say, oh, yeah, man, it's got a name on it. It's a name brand. I don't want anything else but a name brand. But you know the real name brand? The real name brand is the I am that you are. And some people devote their time and talent to sharing, to expressing, to connecting you, to reminding you with yourself. Now, I'm going to take this call, and I know my brother is going to just blow it up, so I am ready. Or maybe I'm just getting excited. Come out, my brother. It is so nice to have you here. What say you? Let me sit back. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Addict. Come out is on. Let me kick back my co-host, my co-guest host right now. Go ahead, come out. Do your thing.
Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. Buenos
tardes. Yes, yes, yes.
It's wonderful to be here. My love and joy to everyone. Lots of laughter. I love laughter, laughter to everyone. And this is a conversation that's really close to my heart, basically because being also, you know, one of the spiritual practitioners, this is an issue I've gone in and out with for many, many, many years. Should I charge? Should I not charge? Are my services worth being charged? And the other side of it, should I pay? You know, I've gone through that as well. And as I'm sitting here listening to the conversation, basically, Ade, you and Betty and Glenda have pretty much said all the things that I've been thinking about since you mentioned having this show. And you brought up some other ideas in my head. You know, God is always just kind of rushing these thoughts through my brain, these way out thoughts. Let me start with on this side of it. I think one of the biggest injustices that organized religions has done to us for centuries, it started back at the beginning when people were forced to believe in the religion and the way that it was given. They were forced to practice it in the way that they had organized the practice, and then they were forced to pay for it. And if they didn't do those things, including paying for it, they could be put to death. And then they were convinced that if they didn't do these things, they were going to hell. So we come with that kind of genetic makeup from centuries back, believing that if we don't do these things, there's something wrong with us and there's a huge consequence involved when we don't. And even though churches of today, and I'm going to talk about churches because when we talk about spirituality and spiritual teaching, you know, a lot of our spiritual teaching still comes from our churches. That's where we go to get our spiritually fed. A lot of churches continue to do this. They continue to browbeat us, so to speak, and saying that we have to pay them a certain amount of money or else. They don't give us the choice. Now, we talk about the professionals in the world. Here's my other side of this coin. I think another injustice that we have done to ourselves is that we don't call ourselves professionals.
Good point.
If you think about it, you know, you have athletes who are professional athletes. You have musicians who are professional musicians. You have doctors who are professionals. You know, all of these people that we rush to pay money to, and we rush to pay them money. We beg them to let us pay them money. Yeah? We don't beg them to give us the best that they've got. You know, we'll take what they give us. Just let us be there and participate. We'll give you our money. You said that, Ade. But they call themselves professionals, and we see them as professionals, and we don't mind paying professionals. But we don't see ourselves as spiritual teachers and spiritual givers. We don't see our gifts as being gifts that are gifts of professions. And I say this to Betty. When Betty spoke of, and I've had this thought many, many, many times in my life, if I was rich, I wouldn't feel the need to charge for what I
did. No, that's right.
No? But here's the other side of that. Think of the wealthiest spiritual teachers on the planet. Mm-hmm. Number one, Oprah Winfrey. Does she work for free? Nope. And think of all the other spiritual teachers on the planet. Do they work for free? Nope. They understand that it's an exchange, and they charge what they're worth, what they believe that they're worth, and we pay them.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true. And, you know, to actually not charge for your spiritual gift profession is to continue or make, what's the word I'm looking for here, to keep the false idea of your spiritual nature.
We devalue ourselves. We devalue ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We mm-hmm. say to the world, we give, you know, it's that old thing about, you know, you are what you give. If we're giving to the world that I'm not valuable enough to charge for who I am, charge for my gift, then it's not worth you paying for it.
Well, I just had an idea. Maybe all people who are doing, quote, unquote, spiritual work, as we know it, maybe we should just call it, we're starting a spiritual practice. Because doctors have a practice, lawyers have a practice. So we're just, I have a spiritual practice. Don't make people want to run to pay us. We don't need to call ourselves counselors, life coach, whatever, teachers and readers. Just say, I have a spiritual practice. Maybe that will be less antagonizing. What do you think?
No, I'm not going with you on that, Ade. We have to take it a step further.
I love you, but go ahead.
We have to put it out there and call ourselves professionals. Okay. And professionals get paid. That's what makes them professionals. We call them pros because they get paid. When you're an amateur, you don't get paid. When you're a professional, you get paid. My other thought is, and I've said this many times, and people laugh at me when I say it, but I think rather than them, kind of browbeating you about paying the tithes when you come to church, I think they should charge admission at the door.
I know that's right.
People to get in the door to church every Sunday. And, you know, it'll be a bit of a revolt at the beginning, you know, but give it a generation. People will be paying top dollar to get in there and get that spiritual food.
Because
they
people
pay top
for
dollar.
Books.
They
right.
pay top dollar for books. They
book.
Pay top dollar to go see Louise Hay and Wayne Dyer and Michael Beckwith.
That's right.
They pay money to go see
so
people, but won't pay to go see them in a church.
That's a topic by itself. Charging admission at a church. Woo! I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you, my brother. That's a great point. Just sit with that, folks. Thank you.
And that's my two cents.
Thank you, my brother.
Love you.
Life is good. It's getting better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. We are talking about the myth about charging and changing the perspective, but charging for spiritual gifts, spiritual professions. You know, imagine that if churches were charging admission. Here's the thing. If churches start charging for admission, I think it would have a better impact because then people will stop going. Those who really don't want to go won't go. So then they'll be less judgmental about the preachers and the people there. It's only the people that really want to go that will show up. Think about that. Because people have a way of valuing what they gave value for, or when they feel like they get an equal amount of value. It's easy to judge and criticize and condemn something of value that you didn't give anything for other than wake up and just show up. It is about a change in mind, a change in consciousness. Let's take another call. Number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
Session family.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello. I'm sorry. I had to pull that one back. It almost came out on its own. But let's just go there. I've been reading cards since I was 21 years old. And at first, it really started as healing for me. You know, it just helped me so much to play with my mother piece cards. And then as I continued over the years since 91 to play and heal and grow and take on other cards, people just would gravitate to me and would just be like, can you read for me? And so I guess if we add up, let's not add up the years, let's just say I've been giving it up for free. It came out anyway, for free. And I had no problem with it. No problem at all, because I had guilt with it. I have felt serious guilt when people would offer me money because I just saw I was sharing my medicine. Now, I'm shifting now. I mean, I am. I mean, I was asked to do something, and someone offered me money, and I didn't, I did it first. No. And then I stopped and said, yes, because I am understanding my worth, and I'm understanding that my play and my healing and my ability to transfer and share that with people isn't just something that's fun to do. It's something that I'm, you know, born to do. And I declare that I want to live my life as a healer. And I definitely and receiving and opening and embracing to the idea of being a professional, though I do like spiritual practice as well. So that's my confession. That's a lot of years. But now I think of it as that was my tithing.
Right.
That was my tithing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Celeste, for your insight, for being an oracle and charging for it. Let me put it this way. When you offer your spiritual gifts, when you add to somebody's life and they want to give you money, they stay with money. They can give you other things of value, equal value, and you turn it down. You're doing yourself a disservice, you're doing the person a disservice, and you're doing God a disservice. Because you're saying, well, this gift that I have it's not worthy of an exchange. And you know what? That's not an act of self-love. You're actually resisting abundance. 347-426-3346 is the number. Let me go to the chat room. I'm coming to you, Betty. The idea when Kamau said he thinks churches should charge admission. Glowing Good said church will be empty. Well, I doubt that. But here's the thing: if it does happen that churches and spiritual centers, wherever, mosques and whatever, start charging for people to come to church, the spiritual center, the temples, and it's empty, that says a lot about the consciousness of the people that are going to that church. Yes, because if you think that you're not supposed to pay a certain amount, and you can take me on this, right? That says a lot that you just, oh, Lord, I'm about to go somewhere here. You do not value the thing that you say you want, that you so desire that you go in there, because people go to churches and temples and spiritual centers. It's like they use it as an ER, emergency room for the soul. Oh, I've been broken through the week. I've had an emotional accident. Please heal me so I can get back in the world. And then they get their fix, and they go back in the world. Until we value the spiritual essence of life, the spiritual intelligence, the spiritual gift, until you value yourself, when you honor and love yourself and accept yourself, your gifts and talents, when you go to somebody who gave you a gift, a spiritual gift, let's stay with that, and they say to you, no, don't pay me, no, I just did this for fun, you will insist that they take the money. You would say, uh-uh, you're not going to block my blessing. I'm paying for this. You can do what you want with that money. That says a lot about you. But when someone gives you their spiritual gift or share it with you, and they say, oh, no, just an interest. And you say, oh, okay, thanks. Thank you. I'm grateful. Both of you just block the flow of abundance. Both of you. 347-426-3346. We're getting ready to release the call. We got two difficult. Release the show, and we've got two calls. So let's see if we can squeeze it all in. Betty, what say you?
Well, I'm going to keep this short and sweet, but, you know, Kamau, man, you didn't give your 2 cents. You gave a dollar's worth, at least to me. And, you know, a lot of people that know me in Chicago, in Utah, but maybe not so much in Chicago, know that I was a professional chef for 30 years. And it used to be a time when people would ask me when I wasn't in full chef garb, what do you do for a living? I would say, I'm a chef. And they would go, are you a for real one? And I would respond, yes, I'm a professional chef. I mean, the word professional just sort of naturally came out of my mouth because I was good at what I did. It was my living. And when I became a reader, I remember a few months ago a lady sat in my chair and she said, well, you know, my mother reads, and reading is in my family, and I read myself, and so forth and so on. I said, well, then what brings you to my chair? It seems like, you know, you do all this. She goes, oh, I wanted to come to a real reader. and I'm like, you know, and at that moment, you know, and I'm thinking about it now because it's like otherwise she was saying I wanted to come to a professional person who does this for a living, not someone who does it as a novelty or someone who just do it because, you know, they're doing it for themselves, for their own guidance. I'm telling you folks, after this show, I'm raising my prices and calling myself a professional.
And so it is.
I don't know about raising the prices, but I'm seriously adding that word professional to my title. You know, because it does validate me and my skills and what I do. And it just rings such a core, deep core with me. So thank you. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for that, Kamau. And I would challenge anybody else out there who does it professionally, that is, this is your living, to maybe think about putting that in front of your name and get a little bit more respect.
That's
all I got to say.
A little bit of respect. Thank you, Betty. And if you're inspired to increase your price, go forth and do it joyfully. Joyfully, yeah, nice segue. Let's go to Tamara Joy. I like that.
Oh,
go
good job,
you
know, baby.
Wait a minute. I got to share this before you say something, Tamara. It was just a nice segue that I got. I just got so excited. As I was listening to Betty and Kamau, here's the thing. Until you value yourself, until you value your business, until you value your institution, until you value your gifts, your talents, nobody else will value you. And when you value yourself, your gifts, your talent, and how you're expressing it, if they don't value you, it won't even matter because you know you got the juice. So it won't matter. But if people are not valuing your gifts, it's because you don't value yourself. Ouch. Okay, Tamara, rescue me. Go.
Oh, hey, well, there's so much to this conversation. I would love to have a show just on tithing, right or wrong, you know, just to discuss that whole issue of tithing. I think what I like about church not charging is that I think the idea is that everybody can come no matter where you are financially. And I think that's what gets complicated also when you're self-employed, because you don't want to just be the psychic for the people who have the money. You don't just want to be the contractor for the rich. You want to be able to give, so that gets a little complicated, I think, charging or not charging. And
go ahead. No, I was going to say, it's not as complicated. That to think about it firsthand, it's like, oh, how are we going to do that? But, you know, we have to where we say it's a not-for-profit organization. If we make churches a business, like the basketball, the football, there's They have special tickets for a certain kind of group who can afford it. They give scholarships. I actually think it's a wonderful idea. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a cool idea. So, you know, I listened to Edwina Gaines when she live streamed from Agape, and I thought a lot of what she said had enormous value. It certainly shook me up in terms of my relationship to money. But some of what she said to me felt, and I'm just going to say it as I see it, felt manipulative.
Uh-huh.
Like, this is the way you want to have things, you give 10% and then you'll get things back.
Okay. So what did that shake? So let's, just because we don't have a lot of time. So you're saying,
okay,
she said if you want to have things, you got to give 10% so you can get what you want, right? She was specific about how much to give, right?
Yes.
Okay. And that shook you up because?
Because I felt like now she is saying, you know, one person stood up, for instance, and said, what if I give 5%? And I could see on this person's face they were really pushing their edge, and she almost rolled her eyes and dismissed them. So it bothers me because it feels like it's saying, if you want what you want out of your life, you must give 10%. And
right.
She said, if you don't give 10%, well, look at what you're spending money on, your car will break down. And she gave examples of the universe taking that 10% from you anyway, so you may as well give it to church. And to me,
okay,
it didn't feel authentic.
Okay.
It didn't feel like she was saying, you know, this is what I see as a spiritual law. This is what I'm encouraging you to do. And the way she dismissed that one woman, it just turned me off.
Okay. So try this on. So when you said it did not feel authentic, you can sit with that and just take that for what it is, that in your world, if you want to give 5% or 2% or 20%, it's all good. See,
right,
where we jam ourselves up, where we get trapped, where we trap ourselves up, because the minute you say it didn't feel authentic, now you give that a meaning, say, this person is shady, like Celeste would say, oh, this person is a trickster, oh, this person is a manipulative. The minute you go down that line, now you've got caught up in a certain vibration that is not for your highest good. Now, for me, and the thing about money, when people start debating, what about if I give 5? It's because they're still trying to protect this money business. Now, the thing is, if you don't have the money, you may ask, what if I don't have any money? Here's the thing, there's always cause and effect. Not cause and effect. There's always giving and receiving. I guess you can call that cause and effect too. There's always giving and receiving. You're always giving something. You're always receiving. It's the law of life. Simply, if you're not working, you're breathing in, you're breathing out. You give in, you give out. It's happening. So when you get something of value, regardless of what somebody else would say, first of all, if you don't have the 10%, there's no debate. You can sit in a church and say, I really want to give 10%, but I really don't have it. But when you give from a place of generosity what you have,
yes,
then it doesn't matter how much the amount is. That's what I say.
That's exactly what I feel. And I felt like there wasn't room for that.
And you say, well, I can give the 10%, but I don't want to give them the 10%. No, why should they take the 10%? No, it's just the church. Now, you're tripping your own self up. So, ultimately, we've had this conversation as well, and I hear with a lot of people, ultimately what that does is Abraham channeled through, she doesn't call it channel, but I say that now, Esther Hicks. You know, people love Abraham. I don't know how many people have said anything against Abraham. I say something in jest, but I still mean what I'm saying. Because where I'm at, I would say, Abraham would say, if we are in your physical shoes, we will be grateful. We'll be this. And I'm like, please stop it. If you're in my physical shoes, you'll be doing exactly what I'm doing because you'll be feeling the same vibration. Now, I say that jokingly, but who knows? But the thing is, what I'm pointing out is, no matter where we are getting our information from, it is important to go within and see what feels right. And then there's nothing to debate. There's nothing to defend. So that way, there's no depression. You hear what they're saying, and they're clearly saying what works for them, what they live by. So, wow, great information. Maybe when I can give 10%, I'll give. Maybe I need to even try it. Let me experiment and give more. Let me experience and give less. Not because I'm trying to prove a point, but if I'm really trying to prove a point, I'm proving it to myself.
Right. I agree with you. Yeah, that's exactly that's exactly what I did for myself with it. You know, I just said, where am I at? And we, my husband and I doubled what we give to Agape and a local church. But it just didn't, some of what she was saying didn't feel to me in vibration with what Agape Church is about. And
but don't do that. Don't do that. The most important church is the church within Tamara.
Right.
As you've shared on some of the shows, there's some things you hear on Agape that you don't resonate with. So don't use the external circumstances to as your reference point. Get to a point where it doesn't matter if it's in alignment with Agape, with Hillside, with Unity, with Wayne Dyer. If it's in alignment with you, that's all that matters.
Okay.
If everybody else, all the spiritual teachers at the same time, no, that's not how you do it. But if you align with the truth of who you are, that's all that matters. Then you're not dealing with right or wrong or tithing. You're not saying is it right or wrong. You realize it is what it is. It is what you make it be.
Okay. I'll work with that.
And so it is. And so it is. I love you, my friend. Thank you so much for bringing that up and sharing that. What a show, what a show. And it gets better. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, teaching us the feng shui, Jill LeBeau and Rebecca Grado. They're going to be teaching us how to feng shui our relationship, to be in the flow of abundance of joy. When you realize that God is all there is, God is the money, God is the gift, God is the profession, God is the reader, God is the preacher, God is the doctor, it's all God. So you're simply giving back to God. But if you have issues giving back to God, then you have issues. You know, it's time to let go of all this belief system that keeps us trapped. There's no need to justify truth. Truth does not need defense. Truth doesn't contradict itself. There's a law of the universe. Do what works for you. Listen to your soul. Listen to your inner guidance. Listen to your inner being and be led to do what is right. We all have access to God. So if you're going to a church, a spiritual center, to get something that you think you don't have, good luck. But the minute you get it, the minute you remember, start giving what you have. Because what you're going to realize, doesn't matter if it's a book that you read or a radio show that you're listening to, you're going to remember that I had this all along. And that's really what it's about. My show, all the shows of spirituality, the books, the teachers, is simply reminding us that you have it all along. See you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and live your best life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.